will help more. The life and life of my Gurudev, biography, it will help so much. All the books, about 40 books, Upadeshamrita, Manasiksha, Sikshashtakam, Jaiva Dharma, it will help so much. So you should try to read, and this will give you association of Vaishnava. She is telling to another Sakhi, oh Sakhi, Hanta Madhravala. Oh, see, her dad, Thakur Haridas Giriraj Govardhan, is how fortunate. Naked, barefoot, he walks on Govardhan with his cows and friends. In grossy place with gopis, how fortunate is he? We want to be the dust of Govardhan, that Krishna will come and we will touch the lotus feet of Krishna. How he is lucky? He is not only serving Krishna, he is getting of very pure water, of Manasi Ganga, of Kusum Sarovar, of Govinda Kunda, to cows, they drink water. Oh, his cowherd boy, he also serving by them. And so many fruits and flowers he is giving. Also some collar to decorate Krishna. You will go there, you will see that give some water on a stone of Giriraj Govardhan and it will come collar. Various scholars will come. So Krishna, he decorates Krishna also. Oh, Giriraj Govardhan gives the seeds to all children. Very good children. And so much fragrance in his stone, as if Kasturi is there. Kasturi? Must be there. So, we want to be a dust of. And they are totally observed. So we should, if you will remember these past times, then it may be a greed will come to serve Krishna and Radhika in the line of Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami. So Srimad Bhagavat is very powerful granth. So we should hear, but those who are qualified. Otherwise we should hear from high class of us, but always following, observing rules and regulations of by Jiva. Any question?
Of Mathura. It is part that we found. In the middle of Vrindavan and Mathura. So many Brahmins and their wives also came from Mathura to help them, their husbands. One day Krishna, for cow grazing, he came with cowherd boy. And he was some hungry, because their mother had sent something to eat, but they sent it to Bhandivan, not here. And they anyhow mixed and they came to this forest. And in this forest only of trees without any fruit. There were so many trees, Ashok bridges, but no fruit at all. So all were silly hungry, and they said, That also Krishna and doubt. A big demon has come. Please save us. Control the God demon. Oh, hunger has come. We are so hungry. Please save us. Oh, you should go to Brahmins. Oh, thousands as Brahman or just very learned and qualified. They can recite mantras so much. And they are doing fire sacrifice. There may be some, but humble and polite. So if you are going, and you can tell dear, we have come with Krishna and Baldev. They must give something. So you should go. And wait for them. They went there, and what became? Oh, you should tell after that. Who took class in morning? Morning? No class in morning? Oh. Our classes are going on in morning? Oh, we should go. Sometimes you, sometimes he, sometimes Kudrik and others. They should give class.
Very good. 15
hours
we need,
15 minutes
we can. So, when Krishna and Baldev, they sent their friends to the Brahmins for doing jagya on the bank of Yamuna, in the border between Vrindavan and Mathura. When they came there, very politely they requested, "Oh, Krishna and Balaram are very nearby. Oh, gods of the earth, please give us some food because Krishna and Balaram are hungry." But those Brahmins, they were very much absorbed in their jagya and they were ignoring the boys.
Not yet.
So, when the boys saw that they were being ignored by the Brahmins, then they returned to Krishna and told him what had happened. Krishna said, "Oh, you should not be disturbed or upset. This is the nature of begging, that sometimes someone will give, sometimes they will not give. But you know that the wives of these Brahmins, they are very much devoted to me. If you go and ask them, surely they will give something." So then the boys, they went, not to the Brahmins, this time they went to the wives who had prepared so many preparations. These were to be used in the jagya. Krishna went, the boys went there on the instruction of Krishna and they requested, "Oh, the Brahmin ladies, Krishna and Balaram are very close by and they are so hungry, can you give something for them?" When they heard this, they became so much inspired. They had a desire in their heart to serve Krishna. Why? Because sometimes the residents of Vrindavan, Brijvasis, would move here and there selling their products, and sometimes they would meet with the Brahmin ladies. And if any Brijvasi lady will meet anyone, then what will happen? The discussion will take place. And what will they discuss? Oh, only Krishna. So by hearing from Brijvasis, some greed had come into their heart, an inspiration. We want to serve Krishna. So when they heard this chance had come, immediately they took so many preparations which were supposed to be used by their husbands, and they took everything and they went to go to Krishna. At that time their husband saw, "Where are you going? You don't have any permission from us." And they tried to check their wives, but they had so much determination. Oh, they left their husbands and quickly ran to Krishna. Oh, but one, oh, she was caught by her husband and checked and kept in her house, so she could not go. Then all the Brahmin ladies, they came and they saw Krishna and Balaram all surrounded by all their friends. Upon seeing Krishna, they were struck by the beauty. How attractive he is, wearing the peacock feathers in his hair, wearing beautiful earrings, his curling hair falling upon his face, his body decorated with garika dhatu, minerals from the forest. Keeping one hand around the shoulder of his friend and in another hand twirling a lotus flower, as if he is twisting their hearts and taking their hearts away. So seeing this, they approached Krishna and they gave all their offerings. Krishna said, I am very pleased with you. Thank you for giving these things. Now you should return to your homes. They told him, we cannot go back to our homes. We have come here to see you. You cannot reject us. Anyone who takes shelter of you, you must give them shelter. Krishna said, I cannot accept you. You should go back to your husbands. They said, our husbands, they will not accept us now because without their permission we have come to meet with you. Well, Krishna said, don't worry. When you return, surely your husbands will accept you. You should know the transcendental love for me. It does not come by being close to me. How will it come? By hearing about me, by chanting about me, by worshipping my deity, by meditating upon me. In this way, transcendental love will come. The same verse that Krishna told to the gopis at the time of Ras, or he told to the wives of the yogic brahmanas. Gopis, they did not accept Krishna's theory. They argued with him and they stayed there. But the greed of the wives of the brahmanas, it was not so mature and high like the gopis of Vrindavan. So hearing these words, they returned to their homes. When they returned to their homes, as Krishna had promised, the husbands never rejected them. But rather the husbands were condemning themselves. They were saying, oh, fie on us. Fie on our brahminical qualifications. Fie on our performance of judges. What, to hell with all of our studies of the Vedas and all of our Sanskrit knowledge and all of these things. Why? Because having studied all of the Vedas, we have failed to awaken spontaneous attraction for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But our wives, they are not educated, they are not learned, they don't know how to do yajna. Yet still, they have developed this transcendental love, so they are very, very fortunate. When the wives of the brahmanas returned to their homes, again they met with the wife of that brahmana who was stopped there. And they told her, oh, we have been to see Krishna. And they described how beautiful he was. And upon hearing all of these things, oh, in a very ecstatic mood, she became unconscious and fell to the ground. Oh, by heart, she'd gone there to meet with Krishna, actually, first, before them, by association, through the mood of separation. Afterwards, the husbands of these ladies, they were thinking, oh, we are so unlucky that we never had a chance to meet Krishna. Perhaps we should go to see him. But then the thought came in their minds, but if we go there, what will happen to us? Because we are serving Kamsa. Kamsa has engaged us in this yajna, so Kamsa may punish us. So their faith was not mature. They were not thinking, if we surrender to Krishna, Krishna will save us. They are thinking, if we go to Krishna, it will be a big problem for us and Kamsa will persecute us. But those whose faith is high and whose love is high, they never think these things. They can leave everything for Krishna. They know that Krishna will always maintain and protect them. So this pastime has been written and described very beautifully. It has been described by Shukadev Goswami and written down by Srila Vyasadeva in Srimad Bhagavatam. Why Krishna did not accept the wives of the brahmanas? They had some mood. Oh, like gopis, abhas of the mood of gopis. What is that? Parakya mood. They can reject their husbands to go to meet with Krishna. So this is very commendable. But in these bodies, they could not meet with Krishna. Their bodies are like Brahmani, the wives of Brahmanas. So they are not in the same caste as Krishna. Krishna is in Gopavans. And the wives of Brahmanas, oh, this higher class, he cannot meet with them as he can meet with gopis. They are like mothers to him. But their mood was so good. But because they had no gopi body, then Krishna could not accept them and he sent them back. It has been described by our acharyas that in their next lives, or then they took birth as gopis, and in their next life Krishna fulfilled all of their desires.
There are so many teachings in this pastime of Krishna and Brahmani. So many. How this attachment came in the heart of Yajnapatni. Wow. They used to hear somewhere anyone coming from Vrindavan Braja, anyone like fruit sellers, like so many Brahmins used to go to Vrindavan and hear and see Krishna. the youth to return and tell the beauty, the qualities of Krishna, the smiling of Krishna. So gradually they were attached. Why we are not attached? We like, but no attention. Attachment is coming. Oh, there are so many unwanted things here. Sometimes being in our class and they want to go return. Some has returned. They don't like because their hearts are full of worldly desires and sense gratifications and so on. So even you will hear attachment will not come. But when your heart is full of all these things, if you will hear very little, like, oh, Yajna Patni, oh, attachment is bound to come, it will come. And they were waiting, when we will see Krishna, when we will meet, when we will serve. After so long time, Krishna gave mercifully that time, occasion. And he came nearer, without any reason he came. He made a trick. Today he not went to the destination where to go, and he came to this side. He gave. So Krishna, always those who are so much sincere, having no any worldly desire, Krishna arranged a pure guru. That guru goes to him, like Swamiji came in this country. So Krishna arranged. He sends a high class of devotees that you should hear all arrangements from Krishna. So very soon attachment came in the heart of Vijayapatni. And when they saw and heard, oh, Krishna has come very near us, and all the cowherd boys, Ram and Krishna both, all are very hungry. What they have prepared for their sacrifice, for their helping their husband, oh, they forget everything. And all preparations, without any hesitation, and they brought to Krishna. Krishna saw, became very happy. And one which was checked in the house, locked in the house, in separation she left her baby life. And she came first before this Yajna Patni is there. And they saw that she is there, a miracle. She came. Separation mode, what there, all kinds of what? Unwanted thoughts, everything. And she can reach there. Krishna told that, now you have brought preparation to me and accepted me. I am very happy. Now you should return to your home and serve your father, your husband. Though they are blind, they are lame, they cannot make any money, even if they are not beautiful. Handicap, even you shouldn't give up your husband. If chastising, even you shouldn't. You should be very tolerant and you should return back. They told you should remember your promise. What promise? Krishna has promised. Ye jathang mam prapadyanti tam tathayu bhayamyam. What meaning?
Tam tathayu bhayamyam. In this verse, Krishna is telling that I reciprocate with the devotees accordingly as they are devoted to me and worship me equally and in the same manner.
So Krishna, they are telling to Krishna, oh, you should follow Shastra. We are following, giving causes. Sarva dharmana prasyajyamame comes. We have given up everything, your husband, our children, sisters, and all these things, dharma or dharma, we have given up. And we have come to. Now you should accept us. Otherwise, you are breaking your promise. And they, but Krishna even told, you should go and serve them. They told that, how can we go? Our heart is with you. We cannot walk. Where to go? What to do? Then Krishna told, or return to your home, and all the Brahmins will apologize to you, and they will honor you, and return back. How he, why he told, he has told, they are Brahmins, also they are children, they were not gopis. Krishna can have mercy to all who are Brahmins, non-Brahmins or anyone. But, for Gopi to be in rush, only he can accept, only Gopis. He accepted them, but told that, by this body you should return. And next, when you are remembering, at the time of death, then quickly you will be in the womb of any Gopi in Praja, and then you can meet me and serve me in that. So Krishna cannot accept anyone. If not falling gopis, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought this world from Gopi Vrindavan, from Shwetdi, this world of gopis. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone did not know all these things. Only Chaitanya. Even Ajadeva Goswami, fearing something, he has some doubt. Oh, Ramanuj Madhvacharya, they cannot speak like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught all this. But Tirut is Madhvendra Puripa and Ishwar Puripa. And then in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami. You are lucky, very lucky that you are all in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. Though having so many worldly desires, no hurt, but hearing, attachment will come, a relation will come, very strong relation will come. And thus, gradually you should give up all worldly things. One day you will have to give up. Very soon, or less is coming. You cannot be happy in this world without practicing Harinam, Sankirtan and these things here. So try to follow. Home, Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshataneya Saddhama Vrindava. I will explain tomorrow. Go, Premani.
Is that recording?